Okay, so in terms of the Psak, you take a look at the Gemara back to Chaf Tes. So we were on Chaf Tes on the days, but the Gemara Chaf Tes on the days says like this.
Well, sir.
It says like this. Omar Rav. All right, it's a little bit confusing. I don't know if you've been through this or not, but you just gotta get the you gotta get the key to unlock this the sigil here. Okay, it's not that difficult once you understand how to interpret the words of here. But it means like this: Omar Chomitz Bismano Bein Bemino Bein Shlovino. It's also confusing because Mark keeps repeating something. Also, okay, so let's take that. So Bismano or not Bismano. Okay. Is also the meaning. Okay. That's one. Chomitz bismano. I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong? Yeah. Chomitz bismano. Let's what now everything. What does zmano mean? So hold on to that. But when it's mano, so whether it's mino or not, it's also. Okay. And if it's shalobismano, then bimino is usher and shalobimino is mutter. Now that's very confusing. What does that even mean? So the Gemara says, well, hold on. What does that mean? Are we talking about no same time? So if it's been no same time, then shalobismano, shalobimino mutter, it's giving time. So it must mean bimashra. Okay, so first of all, we're talking about it like this. When we're saying bimino is usher, right? Bimino usher and shalobimino is mutter. The shalobimino mutter means mashu. Okay, it can't mean that it's no same time and it's mutter. Right. So Rav holds min bimino is in a buckle. That's the point. Right. So Rav holds in general min bimino is never buckle. Min b'shein is buckle when it's for no same time. So when he says like this, chametz bismano, now the goes over. Bein bimino bein shalobimino is usher. So why is that so? Why is it usher bismano even b'mashu? We'll just translate it into mashu. Okay. So he says, well, that's because Rav holds holy friendship of Torah bimino b'mashu, right? So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in general that min bimino is in a bubble. So therefore, and shalobimino is really been the same time. So if shalobimino is b'no same time in general, why is he saying shalob? Why is he saying it's also b'mashu? So it goes like this: he goes there chometz bismano shalobimino atabimino. Okay, so basically, just reduce it down to this very simple proposition: Rav holds chometz bismano is usher bimino b'mashu, right? And he makes a gezeira in chometz bismano eino mino atabimino. So even though in regular Yisurim, Enomino would be Batul B'tam, he makes the Gezeirah here on Zmano. By Chametz B'Zmano, right? Okay. But Shalob Zmano, he says, B'mino is Aser, like Rebbe Yehuda. So he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Shalob Zmano, right? So Mino is Min B'mino in a bubble. But Shalob Mino is Mutter, because he does not make the Gezeirah on Shalob Zmano. So it's very simple. Rabbi Yehuda holds chametz is aser bismano and shelo bismano, like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara says.
Well, we before. Oh, we didn't get
Well,
the.
for Rabbi Yehuda, it's definitely going to be right before, after, during. No, chametz shelo bismano, right? It says, I mentioned Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara just mentions Rav and Shmuel. They both agree. Kol Yisurim Shabbatot is Mashi. Bimino is Mashi. They don't go back up to Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, when it says Shelo bismano atu, it says Bishelo bismano bimino aser, right? Ki Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why does he say Shelo bismano is aser? That's like Rabbi Yehuda, right? But shalob bimino is mutter when it's shalob bismano, because the shalob bismano, the shalob bimino, atumino, kuliyama, high, logazmino. Okay. Because when it's not the Zman and it's not the Min, we're not going to make a Gzeira. In other words, we're not going to make a Gzeira on the Isser of on a Mashu and Nosinka on a Mashu of Eino Mino, Atumino in the Shelo Bismano Isser.
In the flop, all right.
Good question. Good question. You're trying to. Does Rashi define the Shlomo's
Yeah. I wonder if Yehuda is the right person.
Rashi says, Shlomo's mano, it's like 10 lines up, Bimino, Asuk, Rib Yehuda. Right? The Omar Lachar Pesach, the Raisa. Interesting Rashi. So he's saying the Shlomo's mano is after Pesach. Okay. Aftaru is also. But Shlomo's mino is mutter. The shalob is mano, the ain't of the kares, like Moshe is shalob amino, atumino, logrozar. Right? Okay. So it's interesting. Rashi says it's going to be that the shalob is mano is after Pesach. Why not before? Why not before? That's also mano. That's also not kares. Now, Shmuel, Omar, chametz bismano. Okay, we'll forget about that. Other thing, Shmuel. Yeah, Shmuel says, "Chometz bismano again." So bismano is bimino after shlo bimino is mutter. So he never makes it clearer, right? Shlo bismano bein bimino bein shlo bimino mutter. Chometz bismano. Now he's going over. Now he's going over his first statement. Bimino is usher. Why? Because Shmuel holds that min bimino is usher. Is usher, right? So that's why bimino is going to be usher. That's the straight answer. That bismano, min bimino is also. But shalobimino is benosing tam because he doesn't, he's not, he never goes there, shalobimino, atumino. No, it'll be buckle. He doesn't hold any, right? Aye, what about shalobismano, everything goes? Everything is mutter. That's like Rabbi Shimon, right? That's Rabbi Shimon. Okay, and Rabbi Yochanan says also, Chometz Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlomino is also. So he makes the Gzeira, right? Like Rav did. Benosing
Benosing
Tam. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong. So he doesn't make the Gzeira, right?
So then he's
So
saying the good one.
that's like Shmuel, right? Bismano, bein b'minon, bein shelo b'minon, mutter. Okay, so that's the same thing as Shmuel,
So yeah, it seems like
right? So if I'm a bismano, oh, you mean even b'minon, right? Right. So he doesn't hold min b'minon in the bottom. He holds all these surim of right. So, all these surim, right. So he's basically he's in terms of chametz, he's the same as Shmuel. But in terms of Isurim, he holds there's no Isur Mashu ever. Right. Okay, so Chometz Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlomino, is Benosim Tam, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, like Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Kol Isurim Shavu Torah, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlomino, is Benosim Tam. So Chometz is not any different than any other Isur. And Shelo Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlomino, Mutar, and Rabbi Shimon. Right? And Rava says, Hilchasa, Chomes, Bismano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlomino, is also Bimashu, Kirav. So when it's Bismano, he agrees, like Rav, okay, that Bimino, and Bimino is also, like Rav holds in general, and he makes the Gzeira. So this is Rashi's, his Shema Minor, the Pesach Rava. Hilchasa, the Kol Yisurim Shavu Torah, B'mino B'mashu. So that's Rashi Shita. That's how Rashi holds. La halacha. This one, a few Gemaras where Rashi says, you see from here, that's the Pesach. So now, Shelo Bizmano, Bein B'mino, Bein Shelo B'mino Mutar. K'Rebbe Shimon. Okay?
Yeah.
That there's no Isser. There's no Isser. Huh? Well, what? Once again? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is an Isser of Chometz after Pesach. right? And Rabbi Shimon holds his no iser before or after. So he's saying we hold like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it's not usher before. It's not usher shlo bizmano. You have a question? You do have a question. There's a question.
Would you say that Rabbi would also the whole time? He holds with no budget.
No, Rabbi Huda does not hold by Bittul by Mino.
No.
This is Rava. This is Rava. This is different mandam. The Ben Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rava, Hachi Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon Kanasa Karnis." So, what do you mean, Rabbi Shimon holds his no iser? What do you mean he holds his no iser like Rabbi Shimon? We said the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon and the Kanas. Might not be Nisa Deraisa, but there's Nisa Kanas, right? Hold the overload by Yerovayimotze. Lo. Okay, so basically, he holds if Chomesh Ovalova Pesach was Nisarev, he doesn't treat it like a mashu. It'll be both. But basically, what comes out of this is that the Rava's Pesach is telling you what? He's saying Bismano is the Mino. Is the Mino, right? And he's machmir on Einam, but Shelo Bizmano, he's paskins like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, good. Shelo Bizmano paskins like Rabbi Shimon. So the question is, what about what's the definition of Shelo Bizmano, right? Is it before and after or only after? And if it's before, why should it be? It's not in Sakaris, so why should that be? Why should it be before, right? Yeah, no different than after. Yeah, so that's a good problem.
The question.
If Zmano means the Zman before, why should it have the Iser Mashehu and the Gzela, right? If it's not in Sakaris beforehand, right?
Yeah. But when you do that, you get the.
You would think that, right? Right. I'm just saying we have to define the term. We have to define the terms.
But so,
yeah, it was after.
Says mono is
right.
So
then Shalom. So then that would come out that Rav is saying there's no Isser Chametz before the Pesach, or there's no Isser. Yeah, there's no Isser Chametz, right? There's no Isser Tarovas at least. Right, if you're going to learn, Shelo Bizmano means before, just like it means be after, like it means after.
That's the deal.
No, he says openly, Shelo Bizmano, right? Bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino muter. And then the Gemara says, "Well, how?" And he says, "Like Rabbi Shimon." And then the Gemara says, "Well, one second, Rabbi Shimon holds it the knas. You see, he has only knas on the end." But it doesn't ask about before.
Right.
It would imply there's no issue beforehand. Okay.
Yes.
Well, no, I think they hold this, whatever. No. Tarov, no, it means, you mean Benosin Tam?
You know, sometimes okay, but if you have plus, it's like, oh, okay.
One thing. Okay, so the Ron goes through this very nice analysis over here. So he says like this, without getting too stuck in, he says like this, Pirish, ready? Listen to this. Shalom, he takes a lot of interesting points. Bismano, bimino, usher, bimino, Shelo b'mino muter. Pirish. Shelo b'zmano. Damrinan b'hai shmaita. Haynu l'acha hapetzach. Whenever the sugya says Shelo b'zmano, it's only after Pesach. Aval lifnei Pesach b'flal zmano. How does he know that? Dilo tei mohachi. Heichi limu shmur Rav Yochanan de Shelo b'zmano. Bein b'mino bein Shelo b'mino muter uki Rebbe Shimon. How could they say I hold like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore before Shelo Bizmano, meaning before Pesach, it's mutter? Da'afilu Rabbi Shimon moda the chametz lifnei zmano aser ba'achila. Okay, so sin, so that's the Ran's argument. That's what the Rav is saying. That you see from the Ran, he holds it's a real machol, it's like a real machol sin. Right. It's just a bit, right? Right. That was a nafkamina, to be showing like the Tosfos way of learning, and right. But so you see, it's a real machol sasur is going to sort of Ran. Don't know. I don't know. I mean, Rashi agrees with the Ran. It's interesting, right? Of course, Rashi says, he says Shalom is mano is
right.
True. Although Rashi thinks Shalom is mano b'mino osir k'ribi Yehuda, I mean that's the chiddush. You know, I don't know why does he say both? I don't know. Rashi says Ki Rabbi Shimon, the La'achas Mana Shari. It does seem to be focused on the I don't know, I have to look a little more carefully. But anyway, so he says, and therefore Vikavan Dal Korch of the Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan lo mikri shlo bizmano el la'achar pesach, hachinami l'rav. It should be the same terminology. Of a Mishay shows Lamala bizmano mikri. Right, so let's say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara says. Ule Rabbi Yehuda iser shel kodem zmano v'shel achas zmano shavehu. So now it comes out like this: according to Rav, who holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the iser mishay shos ulamala and achar pesach are the same, right? They both allow and no curries. So amai machmir tvei bekodem zmano miachas zmano. Right? So it comes out now, he's more machmir for some reason on the ko zmano, he's including the time from before. But that's also not an issur curries, just like the time after. So he says interesting things. He says, "Ikal meimar the hainu time of the machmir l'fnei zmano ki hechi de liv doli mine." So that's a little bit of a svar we were giving with the tashbisu. That the kiyum of the tashbisu is to create a certain bedili mine. Aval e efshar l'achmir b'la'achas zmano ki hechi de liv doli mine shereya kol ochlim chametz. And that's another raya that there's an isser on chametz in general. Right. On all chametz, he says it openly later too. Now he says, "What are you going to do after Pesach? You're going to try to be bedili mine for what? You're eating this chametz. You can eat lots of chametz, right?" So he says, "But before the zman iser, in the zman of sheishos ulamala, even though there's no iser kares, but Rav held that since there's an iser, since at least for Rabbi Yehuda for sure, it doesn't matter." He's saying, since there's an inyan of bedili mine, so then there's a reason to be machna. You'll see a little further. He says, "Upirish bizmano v'shlo bizmano alder shekosavni bizman iser chametz v'shlo bizman iser chametz." So he's saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, right? He's still going. He's going back to Rabbi Shimon. Umishay shos lamala zmano mikri sherei oser leecho chametz. Why? Right? So zman doesn't mean the zman of the of even though zman is referring to zman iser, right? But it means when there's a universal iser on the gavra of eating chametz. But after the Pesach, it's not a zman iser; it's just a zman when there are still tefsoy iser. Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. But you wouldn't call it a zmanis. Correct. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds he's an Isser Lifnei Toch and La'acha, halachically speaking, you don't consider the time afterward as zmanis, right? V'hainu lishna de bizmano v'shelo bizmano. Bizmano kolel lifnei zmano v'toch zmano. Because you dite them lema'e lifnei zmano omer toch zmano. So really, zmano includes lifnei and toch. Right. And when they want to be lema'e lifnei zmano, Omer, then they say Toch's mano. Mano is both. They want to differentiate between before and during, they call it Toch. Good. He says, Ukidamrin on Leel, Chad Lifne's mano, Chad Toch's mano. Right? Oh, well, Bakan, Shalom of his mano, Lifne's mano, Gab, Nami, as well. He says, Hilkach, Apo Gab, Gelo Kaimalon, Kirab. Bishalo Bismano. So even though we don't hold like Rav in terms of what? In terms of Shalo Bismano, meaning after Pesach, we don't hold Zaniyasir. Elikamosha Pesach Rava, the Bain Bimino, Bain Shalo Bimino Mutta, right? Hainu Dafta La'achazma. Right? Of our lifnei's mano, but flaws mano who lesser mashu. Oh, no, same time, whatever the hell you hold. Sheim a iata omer came, lo hiskir rava dim lifnei's mano clow. Sheif shashe mutas, after no same time, haven shu osir min a tova, a feel of Rabbi Shimon Moshe Kasavin Lamala, and lavadai beflaws mano. So that's his argument. That he passes like Rabbi Shimon. He seems to go like the Balamor that we pass like Rabbi Shimon, but he holds the Isser of the Tashbisu is an Isser Achila at least, and he really holds an Isser on Natsis. And we didn't finish that last paragraph on Zion, but he says in the thing you were doing yesterday, he says, and if you'll ask me, he says, and when we say in Paul Shaw, I mean, Nayan Lachamish Pesach to Osipanoch, Nemar Lo Ye Ochel, Udim Hudabi Matsin Lafuki Midit Sitashbisu. That's how far. He says, the Gemara could, when the Gemara says, how do you know Chamech is Osipanoch, he really could have said from Tashbisu. Ela the Odef Lav, the Kosi Behedja, Mimai, the Mishtamea, Mechlala, the Mitzvah Tashbisu. They just prefer to take a Pesach that says openly, Then mimai de mishtamea mislola de mitzvah hashbasa. It's not the hashbasa per se; it's what mishtamea mechlala the hashbasa. Bulash moina nami de lo yeocho mash pesano. It also wants to teach you that. Hilch bein l'rav Yehuda bein l'rav Yishim mechomes sheishos l'mar l'osra afilu b'no v'osi shmeita kipashta. Yeah, that's the way. So. Just in terms of clarifying a little bit the question in the Ramban and the Ran that we worked on yesterday. So I was thinking a little bit. I think what we were saying is true, but just maybe an example of the Ramban's way of thinking about it. It's like the Ramban holds it's like a haktsa l'istim. It's not a law, but there's like a haktsa on the chomesh. To away from its hanos, but when you do haktsah, the only issur haktsah is that which is the use, which is the primary use of the object. When you makta something, the mitzvah, for instance, so then that's the Gemara says the chilik between a lula, an esrog, and a hadas. You're allowed to smell the esrog, but you're not allowed to smell the hadas. Why? They're both a din of haktsah, huksah and mitzvah. But the haktsa'ah is only negates and is only tofes the essential identity of the object. Hadas is essentially a theft of rea, and esrog, they tell us, is essentially a theft of achi. It must have changed a lot over the centuries. So according to the Ramban, it would seem according to the Ramban, the issue of Kashbisu just creates, it's like a haktsa'a of the chefza against its, it's like a haktsa'a of the issue. But the haktsa'a is only tofer the achila, the ofel. And then the din bittel, which is comes in through a din of yayish, you can be meyayish because of the impending isser. It doesn't matter if the isser of Bayula comes later. Or Rabbi Shimon, right? You can do it anytime. No. Yeah, that's still going to only work for the isser or not. In other words, the mitzvah of Tashbisa has to be Makayim some shame in the chetza. But for the Ramban, it's like a haktsah system. Now, Tashbisa is a key of a haktsah system. But the haktsah only is tofes the identity of Ophel, which is the essence of the chetza. For the Ran, the Tashbisu is a, the bittel is a key of the whole shame Tashbisu. So the Tashbisu must be the gamut. The definition of the mechlolo tashbisa must be the gamma. But then the one question that's left is right. It's not a question. So then it comes like this: point to the Ramban. Everybody can do bittel, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, and he says it openly. Apparently the yes, right. For the Ramban, everyone can do bittel, right? Because it's just a question of a yeyush mitam. The Isser of Bayura Bayura. Yes. It's not totally on the Isser. It's not the din that the Torah is mafia from Yerushus and therefore the Bittul works. It's the fact that the guy knows is going to be an Isser of Bayura Bayura. Right? It's a Yish Mitam Isura. But there's an Isser to have it. Even if you're saying, who knows this is a habit? So that's enough to have a full-fledged yayish on it. You understand? Exactly. You don't want to own it. So that's it. That is enough for yayish. But the Ran holds that the Tashbisu is really, the Ran holds bittul only works that the Torah is taking it out of your shus, and as long as you are masking to that, the removal is complete. So therefore, he holds it's not possible to say that there's a bittul if there's a heter on us. And the kiyum of the tashbisu is to align your das with the talos that the Torah is koveya. So therefore, he says it must be das asavana. So it's a problem for the Ran. It's going to come out that we really can't have bittul. It's going to be interesting. He holds the mitzvah on us, so it's going to be a big problem for him. What do you mean? I know, as Aaron's saying, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that there's nisar on not meeting tashbisu. Right. So that's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. So that brings me to one final thing I wanted to mention now. It's a very strange sugya. I decided not to go through it with Dover Hart Shagarim alone. I thought maybe we'd go through it. Sounds like a fun list. It's a whole different topic. But it's a very strange Gemara on Fuss Test. Take a look at the Gemara. No, Fuss Test. No, tough test, thank you. So the Gemara goes through the question of who is the Tana, right? Who is the Tana? Correct? Tough test on Manal. Right? The Gemara is trying to figure out who is the Tana of our Mishnah. Right? We have the problem. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda because of Lachazmana. Can't be Rabbi Shimon because of Lachazmana. And it can't be Rabbi Yosef Glili because there's never an Isser Hanah. Right? So, for the third line, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Yolim Rabbi Yehudi. Let's say it is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? The Yolif Seor Dachilim Yisor De Re'iyot. But Rabbi Huda has a radical shita that mas, he says, you have to compare the isser of ownership with the isser of akhila. Just like the isser of ri'iyah is only if it's yours, but you're allowed to have in your possession shelafem shogavoa, so to se'or da'akhila is only usser to eat if it's yours. But if it's someone else's, well, shogavoa, you're allowed to eat it. Okay. And right. Right. And Rashi is Avogav the Nokile Mikroi Lakasmano also right craw bis or the Israel comma over the Nakri Shari. Okay. Ubidin Hudi Boy Lele Misni Afila Bachila Nami Shari. So the Mishnah could have said it's really Mutter Bachila. Right. 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 The Aidi, the Tana, the Israel, Osubano, Tana Namid, nothing with the Bano. Ubedinu, the boy that is missing, I feel Besoxman or Mutterbano. The Aidi, the Tana, the Israel, Lachasman, Tana Namid, nothing with Lachasman. Okay, so anyway, so Tosis and older Rishonim push back on Rashi that doesn't really mean literal Akila here. It means only Ano. Because once you eat it, you're going to own it, whatever it is, those kinds of problems. But right now, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov wants to say at least that maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no Isser to be a Neneh from what? From the Chametz of a Nofri. Correct. So 1 second. Correct, for sure. Yeah.
That means you can buy it anyway. It's only
right, right. For sure, right.
Once you're eating it, it's yours. Anyway.
Right, right. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov retracted from this position. Okay. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov eventually retracted from this position. So the one wants to know, where do we see he retracted? Okay. Where do we see that he retracted? So let's take a quick look over here. You see at the bottom of a few lines up, 10 lines up. So from this brace he retracted. Okay. Let's see if I can figure out what I'm trying to find over here. Okay. So if a guy eats hektish, chametz that belongs to hektish during a yontif, he has to pay he has to pay the fifth, right? Bring a carbon and pay the chomish. Okay. That's always been the shogeg. Me'ilah is only shogeg. Yesh Omrim lo ma'al. Okay. So what is the Yesh Omrim? Or what's the machlokus of here? Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, he's the one who says there's no mi'ila. Why? Because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane holds, basically, it's a kimle b'derab mine idea. And since you're going to be chayav for eating chametz, so there's no mi'ila. Okay, even though that's shogeg and maize and all these other problems, but basically the nature of the isser is an isser of misa, and he holds there's no you're not going to be chayav tashlumen on a maisa that's an isser misa. Okay, that's simple. We'll get rid of that one. That's right. And even though it's shogeg here, so he's not going to really be killed, but still it prevents him from having the isser misa. Okay. Now, Rav Yosef Omar, that's simple. Rav Yosef Omar, and I was trying to figure out what's the machlokas of Mo'al and Lomal. So he gives a different, much more complicated interpretation. He says, they're arguing Bepodin es Hekdeshim Laha'achilan Lekalovim from Mifugi. Okay, in other words, does this Chometz of Hekdesh have any realizable value during Pesach, essentially is the question. Okay. In other words, like this. Rabbi Shimon Omar, Rabbi Yosef Omar, if this Tana held, if these Tanaim held, like Rabbi Shimon, that's Osir B'Hanoah, the Kuliyama Modu, the Potter, Powil Vahashta, Miha, Lochazi, Velav Mamona. Okay. So, he says like this. Right. So, in other words, here's the tricky thing. In order to be chayav from Eila, it has to have value. Right? You have to be able to be, right, it has to be Gezel Hekdesh. So, in other words, it has to be some, there was some monetary value to the Hekdesh that you destroyed. So, if you're holding Rabbi Shimon, right, that Toch's mano is also Banah, so then everybody would agree it's Pater. Because it's true you destroyed the Hekdesh, but essentially there was no way for Hekdesh to realize any value from that. Interesting, no? So he says now it's going to be got the sofo goreim who the mamon that doesn't count. Right. You don't say that in the right.
Temporarily.
Right. Now it's not worth anything. Ella Aliba the Rabbi Yosi Aglili pleading. Okay. So they have to be arguing according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says Toch Zmano is also Mutter Bahano. And you could be poed there to feed it to your dog. I mean, I'm sorry. And that's what the question, that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes. Machlokes now is, no, it's, chamed, I have chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach. In theory, there's no issur to be a nan there from chametz. Okay? So therefore, that opens up a realm of of possible value. Right? So, but I can't eat it. I can only be a nan there. So, can I realize value from this Hekdesh on Yontif, on Pesach? So, if I can be poda Hekdesh for the purpose of feeding it to my dog, then I could say that when I destroyed it by eating it, I stole from Hekdesh. Correct?
Yes.
Because it has nothing value now for Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says chametz b'soch zmano is mutter b'hanoch. Okay, so if you hold, you can be po de hekdesh to be to feed your dogs, then you're more. How? Haya, listen to this. The roi haya ba'oso shah liftos la'achilas kalavim ubar damem hu. Okay. So first of all, Rabbi Yossi Glili definitely holds you can be a nana from the chametz. On Pesach.
You can't use it for 6 hours and then you can go back to using it?
Yeah.
On Pesach?
Tomal Asmachal. Tomal Asmachal.
Could you explain that?
Yeah. I would. That's the judge to me. If you agree that it's not about enough in 6 hours, at least 3 hours.
Why, Rabbi Yosef, there's no reason for the Torah to put it into your Rishus. What does that mean?
Does it mean the reason for the Torah to
put it in your Rishus?
What is he hoping you're up on?
The nature of the issue is not in this runoff. So the problem with this Gemara, I'm reading this Gemara, saying this makes no sense. How can the guy be po'd the heck to feed it to his dog? It'll be an over in Shavayirah. Right?
What does value even mean? That's the same question.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But now you have to be poda. So you're going to own it. Right? So take a look at the Tosfos on the next daf at the very bottom. He says, 5 lines up. Okay. He says, Umikan mochiach ri. Says Tosfos proves from here that if a person has chametz on Pesach, he's keeping it, but he intends to destroy it. He's not over in the Shehiyah. The Amrit over Akati Amay Mol Rabbi Yossi Hamidi Hamiyad Kishiyifto so who Shelo Modi Rabbi Yossi the Shelochiyata Roah Elavada Lo Ova the time Mishum Belo Yeroah Nita Glase Ulakach Eina Over Kishimavara Lo Lavis. See, that's an Ashbos, and that's an Ashbos again. What was it? Let's just take in what Tosa just said. It's amazing. It's amazing. He's saying, how could Rabbi Yossi Aglili permit you to be podeh chametz on Pesach? Machilu lekalbo. It's true. It's mutarano, but shalochi ataroa. Right. So he says. So it must be. It must be. He's learning. If you kona chametz with the das to destroy it, then you're not over anything. Because the lashni say. So he says. Here's a proof that it's a true lashni say. Otherwise, we gotta be over an Isser when he's posed it. It's, I don't know, it's strange, right?
But what about the stones?
Right, but.
The egg and then the mother afterward.
Right? So the Ron says, Umidamir Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mo'al Lomad Rabbi Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal. The Mishkachas law, Bishepode also Bishoshu Noso Kachas Tavshilo. The Beoso Shah Shihubol Yodo, who Miss Boer. That is tough. So then he wants to say, you can't, it's not truly Lachil Lakabo. It would mean that's just the term. Okay. You have to be that not cooking.
Right.
That's a good question. He just says, Moder Biosi de Shalochi Ataroa, right? That's for sure. That's for sure. The im came, lo yuchal liftoso, kdi lahasik tachas tavshilo, kaven de over miyad, the vayiroa. Right. Okay. Elevada, vichi agavna lo over. Right. Varaya zu eni makir, de mishkachas law, vishapoda oso, bishoa shahu nosuk tachas tavshilo. Why? De ba oso shoa shahu bo liyodo, who misboer.
Right. He says on a
shahia,
he
was
on
the
okay, so what if you're Podet while it's in the dog's cage, while it's in the dog's bowl?
But Sof Kol Sof, the point I'm trying to make, though, is that it would seem that for Rabbi Yossi, he could really be a nana. No question. He's not holding. The Ron learns the Tashbisu is going to have to form around what you're... The Ron's learning Bidlo is only possible if the Tetzel has a real Isra or no.
You're saying there's pieces of on the last one on the just have from
it's a good question. You mean according to Rabbi Yossi, you mean if Rabbi Shimon holds there's no law from before, but the Tashbisa makes us a banah. So the fact that Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold me din lav, it's asavano. Why isn't asavano bidin tashbisu? Right. But he really definitely holds his mutter ba'ana. No? You're gonna say Rabbi Yossi agree holds asur ba'ana, mishesha asur l'mala, but then after that it's mutter ba'ana.
And he wouldn't say kamala.
In other words, according to Ram, why are you not over by Yerah? Why is Rabbi Yossi agree holding you not over by Yerah when you buy it from Hektish under your fire? So if it has no value and you buy it, then you're not seeing it, and then you get back to the problem of Mila. There's no Mila. So it must be when you're Poda, it really is a Cheftza of Hana. It really is an entity of value. So why are you over for owning it? So you must say that because you're Osig in the Tashbisu of it, you're never over.
So that's
Tosa. No. Tosa says further, Tosa says that even if you buy it and you plan to burn it later, when you burn it, that kiyum of the law of the asay is afka of the isra of buying it, of owning it. That's right. Correct. So, yeah, but you still own it.
You can only be over by your own quantities.
Correct. There's no way to get in between these two, this binary choice. In other words, when he's poda it, is he poda it into his rishus or not? It has to be poda into his rishus. Otherwise, there's no padiya. Okay, so you have to say, but what after he's poda it, is he being a nana from it after the padiya? Has to be, otherwise there's no value in the padiya, right? So Hektish has to be giving you something of value that exists after your poda. So you must say, because it comes into your rishus in the state of being destroyed, in the process of the biur itself, so then you're osik in the tashbisu of it, and you're not chayiv on the shihir. You're not chayiv on owning it.
Because
no. There's no law because you're taking it in the state of the assay.
Okay. Oh, but if you didn't have an assay, you wouldn't go
right. Right.
That sounds like you're according to Rabbi Yossi Gwili in the chapter, you can only be
because you're owning it.
But if it's not law of the assay, why is it matter that?
Because you're osake in this destruction.
So there's no assay. That keeps the Yisra away.
That keeps the Yisra away.
There's no
right. And those in terms of the psak, they're saying the Ran, the Ramban, the Ravid, all paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And there's only an Isser Lifnei's mana because of the Asay of Tashbisu, either Achila or Ana, or nothing, the Balamor. But the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda Lifnei's mana and Rabbi Shimon Lachas mana. And that's the subject of the Tshuva from Rabbi and Rambam. But basically, he just works through the Klolim of psak. But in terms of, and the Rush also takes that, but in terms of Sora, we were saying that that Reb Yehuda has three psukim. The only thing is, he holds, Al Pi Sora comes out, that the way we're learning, Reb Yehuda, is that you don't really, that since the Zman, Lifnei Zmano is a din of the carbon, the Zman carbon Pesach, it never really represents a pure Machos Asur Sechametz. So there's no, so it's not contradictory to say, we'll take, it was Rabbi Yehuda held, once there's an Issa Chametz, it's not totally on the shame of Pesach, then there's no difference. And it's equally Lifnei Zman and Achas Zman. But according to the way we're learning, Rabbi Yehuda, according to the way that we hold, that there's a chilek, that the Zman beforehand is still totally on the shame carbon, and the Zman carbon Pesach, which is a kiyum in the chag. But that doesn't mean that the third pasuk is justified to be used as a pure malchus suros. Right.
It's really pure machlok in the machlok.
Right.
At some point.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Avraham Ram goes through. So it's just based on Kolam of Psak how he tries to work it out. But all right, interesting. Very good.